Rocco's Rant.
Well, brace yourselves. This one's positive. I'm not one for man crushes, but gee, it's hard not to have one on Steve Smith these days. He did it again last night in Perth, another seamless 100 right when Australia needed him most, and that's more often than not the case. Smith's batting record is starting to enter seriously rarefied territory. He now has a total of 25 tons in both forms, 17 in tests, where he's closing in on 5,000 career runs, with an average currently sitting at an amazing 60.15. But this is about more than his batting. More and more, I think the decision to anoint Smith as Michael Clarke's captaincy successor was one of the most important things to happen in Australian cricket for a long, long time. Throughout the various ups and downs under his stewardship, Smith's demeanour has remained unflappable and he's continued to lead from the front. Even after that debacle against South Africa and Hobart, Smith managed to deliver his teammates a badly needed kick in the bum with some strong, well-chosen words without turning it into the soap opera it might have become under his predecessor. That's not to trash Clarke, who proved a shrewd tactician as captain, also delivered from the front. But whether his fault or not, much of the focus was always upon him. Smith, in contrast, is a team-first man, and while some find that fact and his humble and proudly normal personality a little boring, tough luck. It's exactly what Australian cricket needs in the here and now. The tour of India will be his toughest challenge yet as a leader, but it could also be the making of him as, I think, potentially one of the best handful of cricket captains this country has seen.